So, Tim, tell me, where are we and what's happening here tonight?
Well, it's a webcast about streaming video and live video online and what people are doing with it, and a little bit about NewTek's TriCaster. You know, they're using the TriCaster to do the web streaming here, and it's a lot of people are using TriCasters because you can get the you know, the look of a network production, and it's just, it's a little system that sits right on a desktop, and anybody can afford it. Anyone with an idea can be a producer now.
Now, you are the founder of NewTek, so talk about the early days and what it was like and what's happened in the years since then that has changed for you and your business.
Well, it was really exciting at the beginning of NewTek because it was when computers first were becoming graphics savvy, and there was a magical moment in the late 80s where computers became fast enough to do interesting things with video. And up to that point, they were just too slow. And it's just been a crazy whirlwind ever since. You know, Moore's law says computers get faster at a certain rate, and it hasn't let us down. And the computers we have today are, you know, thousands of times faster than that first computer that we used for the video toaster. But that was really exciting. I mean, that was the dawn of desktop video production. And just, you know, I remember the first day that we got special effects running on this on the video toaster. We saw. Brad was one of our engineers. I had the camera pointed at Brad, and his face started tumbling over and over. And we just high-fived and, you know, went out for donuts, you know, because that had never happened on a personal computer. That type of thing took $30,000, $40,000 back in the early 90s. You know, that'd be, I don't know, $60,000 today, maybe. And there it was. And so then we built all the pieces of a TV station. You know, I had this realization that all this big iron in a TV station was basically just modifying and moving information around. And once you had the information in digital form, a computer could do that. So instead of all that expensive million-dollar plant, basically a computer can replace it. And, you know, once you can make a show, that's half the battle. You need a transmitter, you know, to do a TV station, and of course the internet provided that. When we were getting started in the early 90s with the video toaster, there wasn't an internet. You know, there was dial-up modems. Nobody could get, you know, there was just no way to get your show to somebody else. But cable TV was expanding a lot, and you could see the trend. It went from, you know, a few channels to... Well, in Topeka at the time, we had 36 channels on our cable. And then quickly you saw it go to 400. And, you know, if you just extrapolate that curve, it's going to be millions before long. And that's exactly what happened. And that's where we are today.
TriCaster really is the star of the evening here. We have stars on the panel. But if it weren't for TriCaster, a lot of the programming that they're talking about probably wouldn't exist. Or it would exist in a different form, at least.
Well, the TriCaster is, you know, it replaces that entire control room. And so you start with cameras, obviously, and the cameras connect into our system. And so now right off the bat, you can switch a show. You can select which camera you want, and then you can do transitions from one camera to the other. You can put titles on, and then you can do special effects. You can do... like show intros with computer graphics. You can do virtual sets, so everybody's sitting in front of a green screen, but it looks like you're in this giant cavernous studio. And you know, just for a comparison, a system like that in a network station would be, you know, millions and millions and millions of dollars. And since our stuff is based on personal computers, it's thousands of dollars. So it really has opened up. The television industry. You know, Orson Welles, I think, once said that film would never be a true art form because, unlike literature, where anyone can afford a pencil, nobody can afford the filmmaking tools. So he said it'll never be an art form. Well, I think he was wrong. You know, it is now cheap enough that anybody, you know, any kid with a dream can make his show. We're fortunate that... We were in on the ground floor of this thing and basically started the phenomena of desktop video production, and the web is just soaking it up. The web needs programming.